Unlike many other states, Virginia imposes all kinds of restrictions on local governments. Take removing Confederate statues, for example. The courts are still trying to figure out if Charlottesville has the legal authority to remove that now infamous statue of Robert E. Lee. And another hearing is scheduled in that case this week. Now, city officials have a new advocate. Attorney General Mark Herring is issuing an advisory opinion saying he believes city officials can remove many of those old statues. Micah Swartzman is a law professor at the University of Virginia.
I don't think it's clear that the state court will be bound by it. That state court judge may continue to interpret the law as he has before, although I think he shouldn't. I think the attorney general's view is persuasive.
Herring's advisory opinion says the law protecting war memorials does not apply to most of those Confederate statues because they were erected before the law was adopted in the 1990s. Legal expert Rich Kelsey says that logic is suspect.
I think it's a little hocus pocus to focus on a piece of the statute and suggest that somehow this only applies to statutes to be erected.
The outcome of the Charlottesville case may end up having broad consequences as local governments across Virginia consider removing their own Confederate statues and memorials. I'm Michael Pope.